Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Mercy University Hospital in Cork has secured injunctions from the High Court restraining any sharing, selling, processing or publishing of data believed stolen from its computer systems following a cyber attack. Now, the orders were made in favour of the hospital against persons unknown responsible for accessing its IT system that is separate from systems operated by the HSE and planting a ransomware note on it as discovered by the hospital on the 14th of May. And I'm joined now for more on this by the CEO of SmartTech, Ronan Murphy. Good morning, Ronan.
Good morning, Claire.
So when we heard about these injunctions last night, the question was, you know, is this incident the same as the HSE cyber attack or is this a separate one?
It's the same incident. I mean, the timelines align perfectly and it's the same ransomware, which is Conti. So I think what you're seeing here is that due to the super injunction which the HSE and Paul Reid recently got, for whatever reason, the data profile in the Mercy falls outside the scope of that. And obviously, they've now identified that they've had data exfiltration as well, meaning that the data was taken from their systems. So they've obviously, they want to ensure that that data isn't shared if it's made public.
So do we know if this has happened with other private hospitals?
I don't know if it's happened with other private hospitals. It certainly happened to a number of hospitals, but I don't know if it's happened to other private hospitals.
But this hospital, the Mercy, had links with the HSE. Would you say that made them more vulnerable to the general attack that was made on the 14th of May?
Absolutely. I mean, look, the profile of what has happened here is that these guys got unfettered access to the HSE. With unfettered access, they were in a position where they could take data, they could take it off-site, but they could also navigate their way around the network so they could see which other hospitals were connected. And they were connecting for various different reasons, such as radiology and different systems and so forth. And what that allowed them to do was to identify where they wanted to move to, which data they wanted to encrypt and what they wanted to take. And in this unfortunate situation, it looks like the Mercy was on their list, you know.
And we know from that court hearing that random messages were found on the hospital's radiology and also on the emergency department systems. What kind of information would the attackers be able to access from this? And what does it tell you if you look at the specific departments that were attacked?
Yeah, look, there's a common misconception that's been put out there that these guys don't target healthcare. And I can tell you categorically, without any shadow of a doubt, healthcare is the most aggressively targeted vertical globally. They are continually around the clock attacking healthcare all over the globe, as we've witnessed in New Zealand, as we're currently experiencing in Ireland, but continually North America and throughout Europe as well. So they know exactly what data holds value. They know exactly what data to take. And there's another important point I want to make about this, and that is that, you know, this is being referred to as a double extortion. On reflection, it's not double extortion, it's triple extortion. Because what these guys will do is, number one, they'll try and extort the HSE to pay for decryption. Number two, they will extort to try and get you to take the data back. But if both of those should fail, they'll then obviously look at the victims and they'll try and extort money out of them by compromising their data.
And do you believe, Ronan, that we're still in that place whereby individuals might become victims? Because the data dump didn't happen on Monday as they threatened.
So that's a misconception, right? This thing of a data dump, people expected fireworks and they expected that suddenly all the data would just be put out there. That's not how it works. How it works is that that data is carved up into different buckets and it's sold within an ecosystem. So there's specific criminals who want to buy data that relates to supply chain, you know, commercial information. There's other criminals who want to procure data on patient records. There's other criminals who want to get data with financial information for individuals. So how they monetize their efforts here is they carve that data up and they sell it. Now, that process can take months. It can actually take years. So it's important to note that this wasn't suddenly fireworks and a big bang. Mm-hmm. This is a slow burn that can run for months and years.
See, this gives line now to the theory that because of all the international pressure that came to bear once it became known that a country's health system had been disrupted as much as it had been in this case, that it was the pressure that that stopped the criminals?
That's fundamentally just not true. I mean, these guys know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it continually on a global basis. If I were to speculate why this happened, right, I would say, you are right that there was pressure put on them. The question is, where did that pressure come from? And if I were to roll the dice on it, I would say the pressure came from the Russian government. What you must remember here is that the Russian government have a symbiotic relationship with these people. I mean, they use them in many different parts of the world to destabilize governments, because if a government can't deliver healthcare or electricity or water, then these guys are undermining the trust that people have in their government. Now, that becomes very useful in specific parts of the world when there's specific conflicts. It's been witnessed in the US, it's been witnessed in the Ukraine, it's been witnessed in other parts of the world. And I don't believe that there was any value to the Russians in the Irish healthcare system being on its knees. And therefore, I believe that there was pressure put on them to at least release the keys to try and get the system degree of operation.
Rowan, it's so warped though. You know, if what you're saying is right, the Russian government said, lads, will you give them back the decryption key there so that they can access the information? But if you want to sell it on, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get involved in that. They don't. These guys have to monetize their efforts as well. I mean, they've put a lot of time, energy and effort into this. So I think what you'll see is that they will look at it and they'll say, the reason this is important now is because of the pandemic. Allow them to get their systems back up and running to deliver frontline care, but they won't get more involved in that. There's a fine line, there's a balancing act between how these guys work with the state and how they utilise them and how they get value out of them. And they're very valuable to the Russian state. I mean, it's an important asset that they have there.
You have an example of how this might work. There was a hospital in Finland where data was taken. What happened in that case?
Yeah, it was a psychiatric hospital, and it was a big national scandal in Finland. The data was stolen. So again, so this is being referred to in Ireland.
Oh, Ronan seems to be gone. Is he gone? Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. That's unfortunate. Ronan Murphy there, CEO of SmartTech. Coming up, we're going to be visiting the main shopping streets, both in Dublin and further down the country in Goree and County Wexford, to find out how they're going in this changed landscape.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.